In 1991, Tiger Woods won the first of three straight USGA Junior Championships. He was accepted to Stanford and went on to win three consecutive U.S. Amateurs, capped off by a spectacular come-from-behind victory over Steve Scott.
What a finish!
In that moment of victory, Tiger once again displayed his lion-hearted greatness. But this time, Dad wasn't there to wrap him in that famous bear hug. Instead, he watched on television, locked in his own battle with cancer.
It's a countdown show with a mission.
Your home is the biggest investment you're going to make.
Our team of experts is here to give you the numbers. From number 20 all the way to the number one top way to add value to your home.
Absolute bang for the buck here.
You said it, sister.
Plus, we'll give you the lowdown on what not to do. We're about to start counting down and reveal 20 top ways to add value to your home. September 11th, 2001. 198 elevators are operating in the World Trade Center when disaster strikes.
Move it! Come on!
By 9:05 a.m., many of the Trade Center's elevators have been destroyed.
I knew my husband was in that building. He's gone. He's gone.
This is the story of a few elevators left hanging in thin air.
It seemed a very hopeless situation.
Of the people trapped inside them.
No one was coming to our rescue.
And their fight to survive.
History says John Dillinger died in Chicago in 1934. Or did he?
From the first bullet being fired, from the first piece of blood dropping on the ground, there are questions.
Was he killed in a fair fight?
The shooting was justified, even by modern standards.
Or assassinated by crooked cops?
You believe he shot the fatal round? And
I think he did, because I think he wanted Dillinger dead.
Or did they get the wrong man? Did the real Dillinger outlive them all?
When all else fails, you go with the evidence. And there's none there because it wasn't documented.
History botched the first inquest. Now science takes a shot at John Dillinger.